The first year of the budget ended with $7 million less in surplus than projected. Hassan said Monday the cuts are necessary because business tax revenues are down and the Department of Health and Human Services is taking on increased caseloads. New Hampshire's Legislative Fiscal Committee approved the cuts. The Department of Education and University System of New Hampshire face the largest cuts at $4.4 million and $3 million, respectively. Hassan's order only says how much each agency must cut, not where the cuts will come from. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.